Welcome, welcome to the podcast, everyone. This is Brock here. This is episode number 50, which I'm actually pretty stoked about. A lot of podcasts kind of die on the vine, I think, between episodes 3 and 5. So even though it's taken me quite a while to get here, super proud of it. And also just really want to give you a personal thank you for listening. Really, really appreciate it. I know you have many, many options when it comes to podcasts. So I'm honored that you're here just for a short thought. So this podcast is all about just non-scripted, just useful, how can we apply this today in the shortest amount of time type of information. So you'll notice this episode today is only about 15 minutes, and I hope you get some gems of wisdom in this episode. I'm talking specifically about how to course correct. Just like airplanes course correct thousands of times on their flight path, so can we course correct with the little habits and shifts we make in life. How to encourage change without having a ton of effort behind it, and just simply course correcting yourself so that you can ultimately get on the path to success that you want. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If it's useful, certainly share it with friends, family members. I also am always welcome to feedback. Thank you so much for listening. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. Appreciate everyone joining me today. As I record this, I am sweating heavily in the sauna, in the infrared sauna here. We're blessed to have one right here in our garage. And it's incredible. And if you're not into sauna already, I highly encourage it. It's an incredibly purging, healing thing to do regularly. And even if you can get to a sauna once a week, it's well worth the small investment for your health. But this episode's not about sauna. Maybe we'll talk about that on another one. But wanted to just jump in real quick and share a few thoughts, as I often do, and kind of just freestyle this and unscripted. Thinking a lot recently about course corrections and how really some of us have, I know myself included, kind of this damaged programming of the goal being perfection. Or trying to be as close to perfection as possible. And I don't know where this stems from. I'm still doing my own inner work on this. I think a lot of it is probably from, you know, deep religious upbringing and, you know, doctrine and things like that, which is very much true in the, you know, Judeo-Christian world of where these imperfect beings and we need a savior, essentially. And so we often, I know myself, I think we go through life thinking, all right, well, I've got to be perfect, or if I'm not, I'm my worth drops. But maybe what we should be focusing on is more about course corrections. And you've probably heard this, but if you're hearing this again, I hope you can hear it in a different light and really take it to heart, because it truly, I think, is the best example of how course correction works effectively. So when a airplane takes off, say from LAX going to JFK, spanning the entire US, and I was just on a long flight from LA to Florida, so that's, you know, about the same, pretty close. When that plane takes off, it has its destination mapped. It knows where it wants to go, but it's actually off course. Technically, of course, the majority of that flight, and it's unpredictable, and there's winds and there's weather, and that pilot is constantly course correcting, little adjustments, couple degrees here, couple degrees here, back and forth, going through the turbulence, but ultimately you land. You land in Florida, or you land in JFK, or you land wherever you're going, and we don't think anything about it. It's a successful flight. Goal was accomplished. Pilot got us safely there, and there we are at our destination. So if that works for airplanes, why can that approach not work more effectively for us as human beings? To take the emphasis and the stress, perhaps,
off of, oh my God, I need to be perfect. I have to master this. I have it. I haven't. I have it. I haven't. I have it. What if instead we put the emphasis on, okay, today will no doubtedly include course corrections, maybe many of them. And even the best of the best disciplined people that I know are still consistently having to course correct. And that's okay. Personal example in my own life. So this last month has been extremely stressful for me. We moved across the country. I'm very, very grateful to be semi-settled now as I record this in Sarasota, Florida. And by the way, I'll probably talk about that in maybe another episode, or maybe at the end I'll jump in if it makes sense. But as to why we relocated and kind of the reasons behind that. But for me, this last month included so much stress, and we were packing up the house. And I think anyone that doesn't move, I think, you know, there's several major life events that cause a great amount of stress. I think moving is always one of them for people. So with that, you know, eating out a lot, just kind of not having as good of a diet as I should have. And I kind of looked at myself recently in the mirror and I was like, whoa, dude, your donut's getting a little bit engorged there. it's expanding. And this is definitely due to my lack of discipline. So, you know, spent maybe a day kind of beating myself up a little bit. I try not to. And that's, again, a whole other topic of conversation and maybe a whole other episode is body image issues that I've had to overcome since being a very skinny cyclist for many years and just embracing the new evolution of my body. As I am now 41 years old and not 22 years old. So I decided to just course correct. And one of the things that I'm really big on is instead of focusing on elimination, to focus in on adding stuff in, adding the good stuff in. So even if I still eat a couple of shitty things during the day, the course correction would be to, all right, well, at the very least, I'm going to focus on adding in some good stuff for the day. So for me, I started, you know, I always begin the day with a large lemon water right out of the gate, some physical movement. Sometimes I'll go for a run. Sometimes I'll go for a cold dip. I'll do some squats, whatever, and then come back. And, you know, I love my coffee. I really enjoy a good, carefully curated, crafted cup of coffee. And that's kind of my ritual. I love doing that. But what I said is before I allow myself that cup of coffee, I'm going to add in something good. So I started doing this heavy metal detox smoothie that Shannon has been doing for some time. And yes, Shannon, if you're listening to this, I know there are times I forget all the ingredients, but I try to hit the highlights, which is essentially like cilantro, orange juice, water, blueberries, and a banana. So I keep it super simple because otherwise I won't convince myself that I need to do the smoothie. So I just do a quick smoothie, like 12 ounces. Typically I chug it and there you go. It's getting my antioxidants, some of my greens just right out of the gate. And for about a week, that's kind of been the one thing that I added in. And then slowly I said, all right, how else can I continue to course correct? So I've been eating a little bit less meat because I feel like I was eating quite a bit over the last month and it just felt a little heavy. I didn't feel like my digestion was quite on point. So cutting back a little bit on that and just focusing on adding in more vegetables. So course correcting, saying, you know what, I'm going to have a big salad for lunch, or I'm going to have a bowl of oatmeal for breakfast instead of my favorite breakfast sandwich that I had been kind of getting accustomed to, which no doubt the oil was going right to my stomach. So yeah, just slow course corrections. I think you guys get the point. So my question to everyone listening, How can we apply this? I would ask yourself the question, what are some areas in my life, major or minor, that I can do a course correction on? And that sounds really big when you kind of say it out loud, because it sounds like it needs to be some major thing, like a career change or like something like that, but it's not. What are, maybe the better way to reframe it would be like, what are some of the small things in my life that I can course correct on? What are some of the habits that I have been neglecting that I would like to add back in? I'll give you guys one more example, because for me, since I was, you know, in my early 20s, personal development and learning, always learning something and adding good material into my brain on a daily basis has been something that I value very highly. I feel like I'm a more interesting person when I'm listening or reading to audiobooks or listening to good podcasts. And that's just important to me. So I was also neglecting that. And I used to very, very easily go through listening to between 2 to 4 books per month on Audible. I'm a little more of a audio type of guy when it comes to books. Reading the actual physical books a little trickier for me. But I asked myself, I was like, Brock, you're not getting much reading done. Obviously, some of the life events kind of went into play, but still no excuses. You know, there's always going to be an excuse why we don't read or whatever. So I said, if I want to make this course correction of adding in more reading into my life, how can I most easily do that? So I decided to delete a lot of the apps off of my home screen and leave my Kindle front and center and my Audible front and center, so that when, you know, you have those down moments, and typical human nature now for most of us, just to check your Instagram, check your Facebook, check your email, stuff like that, stuff that's going to give us a little dopamine hit. So it takes a little bit of practice to instead say, all right, I'm in line here at the grocery store. I have maybe 2 minutes. Instead of bitch and moan about how long the line is, I'm going to open my Kindle and I can read a page or I can read a paragraph. Awesome. And that adds up. And, you know, it might just be the one page that you need to hear that day. It might be the aha moment for something you were looking for, or the glint of inspiration that you needed. So that's something that I've been doing, just making sure that, you know, if I'm going to go work out during the day, I'm listening to something that's feeding my mind. And currently, in case you were wondering, I am listening to How to Think Like a Monk by Jay Shetty. Jay Shetty is awesome. He's pretty big time, so chances are you've heard of him already. But if you haven't, Jay Shetty's awesome. He used to actually be a monk and kind of took the same skills and practices that he learned as a monk and now helps people all over the world. He's a major public speaker, inspirational guy. So I would highly recommend it. It's a great book, How to Think Like a Monk. And yeah, so it's been going a lot better. So getting like 30 minutes a day of listening to something positive in the little minutes between the busy day, getting a page or two read, doesn't sound like a lot, but it's 2 more pages than 0. So that's okay with me. And ultimately, the goal is just course correcting, feeding the mind. So yeah, there's one last example of kind of how I've been trying to do that. So yeah, again, hopefully the wheels are turning for you a little bit with, you know, how can you course correct a couple little things in your life? Maybe it's diet, maybe it's your relationship, maybe you want to put a little more effort into that. I know I'm always guilty of that. So we just get busy and we get very tunnel focused. And speaking of tunnel focus, the last thing I want to say is just how critically important it is. Notice my goofy emphasis on the word critical. Super important, everyone, to also course correct if you are neglecting yourself. To take time to feed yourself. You are useless, or at the very least, not as effective if you are not whole yourself. If you're a parent like I am, it's exhausting. It's hard. It's selfless work. So you have to take that time to, like, you know, like I'm doing right now, Emerald to sleep. So sneaking into the sauna for 35 minutes, I did some breath work for the first 15, and here we go, recording this for the last little bit. So it's so important. Take care of yourself. Like, what feeds you? Don't neglect that stuff. Like, do you like to play music? Add the music back in during the day. Do you like to dance? Do you like to take fitness classes? Do you like to just walk? Are you a runner? Are you a cyclist? Like, whatever it is, do you like to meditate? Make that time. Take the journal out and start to journal again. You know, I've been doing something recently. Thank you to Othership for course correcting me again. So I did a breathwork journey with them a few weeks ago. And before we started the journey, they had us journal for 8 minutes. Great technique, just literally pulling out a piece of paper and writing everything that's on your mind. No agenda, no like presets, just dumping it all out on the page for 8 minutes straight. And you have to write for 8 minutes straight. So that's been a really good practice. And if you can't do 8 minutes, you can do 5 minutes or you can do 2 minutes. Maybe you like to type it like I do on my notes. Maybe you actually have hardback journals that you like to write in. But another wonderful thing to do. But the point being, taking care of ourselves so that we can be of the greatest service to others around us. And you can always tell, right? When you come into contact with your partner or a good friend or people on the street, like the people that are able to give you their energy, their kindness, their smile, their warmth, they have done something to take care of themselves that day. Different for all of us, but course correcting, adding in habits and routines like the ones we've talked about today that can really help and make a difference. So I'm going to leave everyone with that today. Thank you guys for listening. There's literally 2 million podcasts out there, so you could listen to anyone. And I just so am honored that you would listen to my ramblings for a little bit. I have been talking to a few more guests about coming on the show. And I'm really going to be focusing on just interviewing people that I find interesting. I don't care how popular they are. I don't care how many Instagram followers they have. I want people that are interesting to me, because chances are, if they're interesting to me, I think that there's maybe a handful of you out there that will also find them interesting. Maybe not, but my goal is to bring in some guests that are bringing like really transformative thoughts to the world and really amazing work. So excited to bring that forth soon. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Sending peace, sending love. Take care.
So before you guys go, I just want to drop 2 shout outs to a couple of products that have been very, very helpful to me. So number one is the Othership app. Go to the App Store, download Othership. It's an incredible breathwork app that has some of the most unique sessions I've ever come across in all my years of doing breathwork. There's actually over 500 sessions to choose from. You get a couple weeks free just for signing up. I highly recommend the subscription though, so you have full access to everything. I will have a link to that in the show notes. So that's the first thing I've been really excited about recently, so I hope you check it out. The second thing is a handy little gadget that hangs around my neck. You might have seen it, called the Komosu. It's a necklace specifically designed to take a long inhale into. It's like a little metal straw, essentially, and it instantly calms you down. So if you're someone that's prone to high stress, anxiety, panic attacks, or you just wanna feel better in general, I highly recommend this little gizmo. You can use Brock15 for a nice 15% off discount. And there's different styles and options for both men and women. I highly recommend it if you want to live more calm, maybe quit vaping. If you're in that habit, this is a great replacement. So check it out, Komosu Designs. I'll have a link in the show notes.